Jeff Nichols, a 32-year-old Austin-based writer-director, made a measurable impact with the release of his first film, the revenge drama Shotgun Stories, in 2007. 4 years later, his new film, Take Shelter, won the top prize in the Critics Week competition at this year's Cannes Film Festival. It stars Michael Shannon and Jessica Chastain. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
It's easy to giggle at the hero of Jeff Nichols' second feature, Take Shelter. Michael Shannon is Curtis, a crew chief for an Ohio sand mining company who's ravaged by apocalyptic visions and nightmares. He's wiggy to start with, and increasingly more unhinged, on a switchback track to madness that threatens to devastate his family. Curtis sees funnel clouds, locusts, even people staggering through the night like zombies. He knows it might all be in his head. His mother was diagnosed with schizophrenia at about the same age he is now. But in the end, he follows his dreams. He devotes his hours and the family's little money to enlarging the storm shelter in his backyard to prepare for whatever's coming. Curtis is losing it big time, yet his anxieties mirror things in the air right now, from fear of unemployment and tenuous medical coverage to ever more floods and hurricanes. It's a movie for an era in which the Book of Revelation has made a comeback. The danger in casting Shannon with his haunted eyes and history playing demented characters in such films as Bug and Revolutionary Road is that his latest unraveling might seem like deja vu. But the actor is a truly anguished presence, and director Nichols makes sure what's eating Curtis is eating you too. He breaks down scenes into images of destruction, not just obvious ones, like those funnel clouds and spiderwebs of lightning across the Ohio fields, but chains and valves and shovels scoring the earth. In many scenes, Nichols and his cinematographer, Adam Stone, evoke the feeling of being inside a house, staring out at a deluge, the kind of will-it-never-stop rain that makes even home sweet home feel like an emergency shelter. Take Shelter would seem as obvious as its title if the early scenes weren't so tenderly directed. Curtis's tireless wife, Samantha, who sells homemade crafts at flea markets, is played by Jessica Chastain, an incredibly vivid actress who made a huge impression in last year's Jolene and does marvelous work in The Debt and even The Tree of Life, where she's playing a cymbal. The couple have a deaf little girl, Hannah, played by Tova Stewart, who's in a lonely world of her own and has a quietly beseeching presence. When Curtis pens the family dog, Red, in the backyard after a bad dream and puts the money for his daughter's cochlear implant at risk by enlarging that shelter, Samantha finally turns on him.
Not a word. You didn't say one word about this to me. Don't you think you owe me that? Don't you think that you might respect me enough to at least consider what I'd have to say?
You know, I didn't want you worrying about it.
Well, I'm worried, Curtis. How are you paying for all that?
I got a home improvement loan from the bank.
How could you do that without talking to me? You know the expenses we have coming up. You want to waste money on a stupid tornado shelter?
I'm doing it for us. I know you don't understand.
You're right. I don't understand. I don't understand half the stuff you've been doing lately. I don't understand you putting Red out back. I don't understand you staying up all night in that stupid tornado shelter. You don't come to bed half the time, you leave, you don't tell me where you're going. Explain that to me. Please. Tell me something that helps me understand why you're being like this.
There's nothing to explain.
Take Shelter didn't come from nowhere. Jeff Nichols's doomsday view was on display in his 2007 movie Shotgun Stories, which few people saw, but I put on my 10 best list. The film, which also starred Michael Shannon, took place in the South and centered on a tragic feud between two sets of half-brothers. It captured the connection between fatherlessness and the impulse to wreak vengeance, like no American film I've seen. Nichols's feelers are supernaturally acute, but I'm ambivalent about the end of Take Shelter. I found the movie scarier when it was vague, amorphous, a horror film without a literal monster. But this is still a terrific piece of work. Nichols has composed nothing less than a symphony of modern American bad vibes.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.